It's one of the great pleasures of doing this program is to welcome bookstores from our family of independents who dispense terrific advice on books to pick up and to ultimately enjoy. This morning, the folks from the Chatham Bookstore join us to present a really cool list for these last days of summer. We welcome Sharon Weinberg, who is the new owner of the Chatham Bookstore. I don't know for how long I call you new owner. How long has it been now?
Since March, but it seems like forever.
Yeah.
COVID time, right?
Yeah, so exactly. Yes. All right. But still relatively new. Yeah, sure. And bookseller Amy Zimmerman joins us as well. Sharon, Amy, thank you for being with us. I appreciate it.
Okay. So we are going to go with a back-to-school theme today.
Okay.
Starting with The Maidens, which is a big new mystery by Alex Michaelides. This follows his 2019 debut, The Silent Patient, and there are a few recurring characters, so it may be that we can anticipate another and what might turn into a series. This book is set at Cambridge University, where ethereal young scholars are being brutally murdered. Maybe it's the charismatic professor. Maybe it's the strong, silent, and very handsome school porter. Maybe it's the appealing yet hapless grad student. Or maybe it's someone else entirely. The Cambridge setting is lovingly depicted, and the characters are entertaining. The plot works up until the end when, in my opinion, it kind of doesn't. But it's a fun, compelling read, and it kept me up way past my bedtime, which is the mark of a good mystery. You might want to pair this with local author Glenda Ruby's A Murderous Summer at Bard, which is an entertaining romp through the Hudson Valley, including a stop for coffee on Warren Street in Hudson. And, of course, there's Dorothy Sayers' Gaudy Night, one of the legends in the genre, which is set at Oxford and features the brilliant Harriet Vane and her loving sidekick, Lord Peter Wimsey.
Oh, Lord Peter Wimsey. Nothing better than that. Yes, The Maidens by Alex Michaelides, and it is out along with, you mentioned, A Murderous Summer at Bard and Gaudy Night. Amy, you're up.
Yeah, so before I get into this next pick, I do want to emphasize that back to school doesn't always mean murder, but here's another one. So for all of you fans of bloodthirsty scholars.
But it can, yes.
It always can, yeah. Donna Tartt's 1992 debut novel, The Secret History, is a classic of dark academia, a subgenre that we hear is quite popular on Book Talk. So that's book TikTok for anyone who's wondering.
Yeah.
This book has everything you want and some things you probably never knew you needed. Attractive academics, picturesque campuses, long boozy lunches, and insular drama and infighting. Also, pagan sacrifices, Svengalis with PhDs, and some heavily implied twin incest. Long before Game of Thrones, Donna Tartt did it first. The Secret History is narrated by a Nick Carraway-esque figure, Richard, who arrives at an elite liberal arts college in Vermont and resolves to join a tight-knit friend group. These students, who were brought together through their devotion to an eccentric classics professor, have their own rituals, their own distinct manner of speech and dress. Their group studies the ancients, and Richard studies them. As the novel progresses, the clique's secrets and complex interpersonal dynamics, once intoxicating, turns suffocating. Passions erupt, alliances are formed and forfeited, and the body count rises. This is a perennial recommendation for me, but there's something just right about reading it at this time of year. It's the perfect fall literary thriller.
You know, I don't think I've read that book since the early 90s, so I have to read it again.
It's time for a reread. For
yeah,
sure.
I remember loving it then. I've loved The Goldfinch, of course, and Donna Tartt is a very accomplished, wonderful author. The book is The Secret History by Donna Tartt. Every time I want to like pick up and read it, I'm reminded of how big it is, but I can't allow it to get in my way. All right, Sharon, go ahead.
Okay, time to lighten up. My next choice is Dear Committee Members by Julie Schumacher. This book came out in 2015 when it won the Thurber Prize for American Humor. I loved it at the time, and it is just as witty and relevant today as it was back then. It's a series of letters written by a hilariously grumpy aging English professor. There's an ongoing war with the supposedly well-funded economics department, several failed love affairs with other academics, and increasingly hysterical letters of recommendation written on behalf of some very unfortunate students. Even the openings and closings of these letters are laugh-out-loud funny. If you're enjoying the new Sandra Oh show, The Chair, this might be your next great read. And if you want to switch out of the English department, I recommend The Mathematician Shiva by Stuart Rothschilder, which is about an equally dysfunctional set of math professors who come together to mourn and battle with their peers.
All right, Dear Committee Members by Julie Schumacher, and The Mathematician Shiva also mentioned. Excellent. All right, Amy.
Yeah, and next we have Susan Choi's Trust Exercise, which revolves around a charismatic theater teacher at an elite performing arts school and the devoted high schoolers who orbit him. From there, describing this bold and cutting 2019 novel gets a little bit trickier. Told in three parts, the narrative jumps forward and back in time, dissolving the boundaries between fact and fiction, self and character. At the heart of the story, the one that multiple different narrators are attempting to tell us in their own ways, a novel fragment, a rebuttal of said novel, the staging of a play, is a teacher who manipulated and took advantage of his students, an abuser hidden in plain sight and layered prose. Choi's experimental style isn't just for show. Her innovative, entirely destabilizing approach is perfectly suited to her subject matter, as multiple narrators struggle to hold on to slippery memories to tell or manufacture a version of events that they can live with. We could call this a hashtag Me Too novel, but it wrestles with the same themes that any great work of fiction does. The stories we tell others, the stories we tell ourselves, and the places where these stories conflict or combust. Choi writes masterfully around the forces, both conscious and subconscious, that write and rewrite our narratives. Influences like community, the pressure of a shared or common story, and trauma, which runs through the novel and is ultimately revealed to be its main engine, the undeniable force that propels the story to its unforgettable, can't-look-away conclusion.
Susan Choi is the author. The name of the book is Trust Exercise. All right, Sharon.
I am going to finish with a new picture book by Beatrice Alemania called Never, Not Ever. This is a story about a cute 5-year-old bat with pink wings who does not want to go to school. All the other animals go to school, but she says never, not ever. She winds up bringing her parents with her, and that turns out to be a mistake. She learns that it's much more fun to go to school with your friends than with your parents. Okay, tonal change here. For an older child, you might want to introduce the actual hero, Ruby Bridges, who at the age of 6 in 1960 was the first Black child to integrate an all-white elementary school in New Orleans. She spent that year being escorted by federal marshals to a classroom where she sat alone with one brave teacher who became her best friend. This Is Your Time, Ruby Bridges is an easily understood but deeply moving memoir aimed at early and young readers. The text is clear and there are wonderful old photographs throughout. The message is love and grace for one another will heal this world, and what can inspire tomorrow often lies in our past. I see this as a book that children can come back to over and over again and gain new insights each time.
The name of the book is Never, Not Ever. And you also mentioned Ruby Bridges, This Is Your Time. Amy, I think you're last up.
Last but not least, I'm going to be winding things down with We Are Inevitable by Gail Forman. This isn't exactly a back-to-school pick, but it does take place at an indie bookstore. So there's plenty of coziness and coffee and fresh book smells to be found. Gail Forman is actually a local author who we've been lucky enough to host at the bookstore, and we just love her latest young adult offering. Aaron, our well-read, slightly bitter protagonist, is the heir to his family's used bookstore. Every day, he goes to work with his loving but checked-out father, watching their once-thriving store succumb to structural damage and the siren call of Amazon free shipping. Just when Aaron is about to crumble under the debt and the dusty books, everything changes. With help from an old friend, a new love interest, and the local community that Aaron has long neglected, the bookstore comes back to life. Not the same as it was before, but better than Aaron ever could have imagined. This is one of those warm and satisfying stories where everyone bands together, contributing their unique talents to build something incredible. It's inspirational without falling into cliche, and Aaron's narration is funny, smart, and totally relatable. And if you or a young adult in your life want to pick up We Are Inevitable from the Chatham Bookstore, we have signed copies waiting for you.
Well, the name of the book is We Are Inevitable by Gail Forman. For more information on the Chatham Bookstore, you can visit their website, chathambookstore.com, chathambookstore.com. Amy, Sharon, we're out of time, but I thank you very much for being with us.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.